Welcome to Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. Tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. With Dr. Dan Critchett, Second Half Now, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. It's time for Second Half Now. The doctor is in. Now here is your host, Dr. Dan Critchett.
Hey everyone, welcome you to yet another edition of Second Half Now. This is a radio show for boomers and beyonders, those of us in the second half of life, and typically that's the 50-plus generation, and we discuss the things that matter to us and what makes life better, deeper, richer, more productive, more satisfying, more rewarding, and fulfilling. And that's what you have tuned in, so whether you're listening on a podcast or on air on the radio, or on any of our other access channels to this show, I want to welcome you. I'm your host, Dr. Dan Critchett, and I want to ask you, do you like to travel? My experience is, in fact, I've been seeing on the TV lately that lots of people apparently like to travel because there's complaints about the long lines at the TSA checkpoints going into the airport. So a lot of people traveling. And my experience and my observation is there's kind of a continuum, a range of people in our age group when it comes to travel. On the one end is those who travel a lot, and they do it for recreation, sightseeing, pleasure, fun, and it's kind of, it seems to me, kind of an end in itself. Then they're ready to go on another trip after they get back. And there's some people I know that every time I turn around, they're on another trip. What's up with those people? And I ask that question because I'm not in that group. On the other end of the continuum is people that don't travel much at all, except by necessity. They feel like they can't take the time, it's too expensive, and it's not worth it. And I'm kind of in closer to that category. I'll travel to conferences and training and meetings and seminars and that kind of thing, but that's why I have a cheap timeshare. It makes me get out of town once a year, but then I take my work with me. So I'm thinking with our show today and with the guests that we have in, maybe there is somewhere in between, maybe a happy medium. And here's an idea. How about travel with a purpose? So could there be some benefits to you that are only available by travel? We're going to talk about that. Can you be intentional and purposeful with your travel? That's in that middle ground between the, can I coin a phrase, the chronic traveler? I don't know if there is such a thing. Our guests will maybe talk about that. And can you or could you be a better person and more able to find and fulfill your calling in life by traveling a little now and then? So the title for today's show is The Best of Both Worlds, Travel with a Purpose. And our guests today are going to help us get a handle on that. Before we get into that, I want to remind all of us that this show really focuses on five core life issues. Number one is home and family. Number two is health and wellness. Number three is budget and finances. Number four is heart and soul. And number five is work and calling. So what we want to do is help boomers thrive, not as an end in itself, but so that, if you're a boomer, so that you can find and fulfill that calling in your life. Maybe you're not even sure what that calling is, but that's part of what these series of shows will help you with, to find and fulfill your calling. Again, today's topic is The Best of Both Worlds, Travel with a Purpose. Let's talk about it. So special guests in studio today, Kevin Ryan and Penny Ault, and we're going to talk about travel. We're going to talk about how to connect, how to get more information, and some of the things that can make travel really purposeful and meaningful in your life. And very happy to welcome you, Kevin and Penny, to Second Half Now. Thanks for coming in, and glad you're here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. It's good to be here today.
You guys like to travel, and you like to help other people travel.
Yes. Love to travel.
Yeah.
So
we're going to talk about that. And I hope I don't step on toes because I know you guys love to travel. And so I don't want to say the kind of thing that says that travel is not valuable or important. That's why I have this continuum. And so we want to talk about travel with a purpose. And we can be very, in fact, Kevin, you've said some things in our run-up conversations about how travel can really be refreshing and enriching and help you better in life to be more the person that God intended you to be. Who'd have thought you can get there by travel?
Indeed. I love to travel. Unfortunately, I haven't gotten to travel a whole lot in my life. I grew up with six brothers and sisters, and so when we went on vacation, guess what it was?
The station wagon or the van and staying
camping.
With the grandparents.
Camping, yes.
Camping, yeah, so, right.
Which we had a lot of fun doing, yeah. You know, when you have six brothers and sisters and you get into all kinds of trouble.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And camping's a good place to do that, not a good place in a hotel room. So then I grew up and I raised my kids and, we went camping. Okay. So, because it's cheaper to go camping than it is to a five-star resort.
Yeah, for sure.
But now in the second half of my life, it is my chance to do what I want to do, go where I want to do and see the places I want to see, meet the people I want to meet all over the world.
Literally.
Yeah.
So now you're connected with an organization or a company called Dream Trips. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Indeed. This organization has allowed me to take more trips than I thought possible. Mm-hmm. In the past 3.5 years, I've taken over 10 trips with them, and each and every one of them has been a unique and wonderful experience. Not just the places I've stayed, but the people I've met there and the people I went with. Has blessed me.
And each one has been very unique in terms of its arrangements, the venue, the travel itself, where you go, what you do, and all of that.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I had been on a couple of volunteerism or work and witness trips earlier in my life, and I've gotten to know that it's not so much, like you say, where you go and what you do, but the people you do it with, mm-hmm. you know, has been so much more enriching. You know, I've been on these trips. I've been twice to Cancun, twice to Puerto Vallarta, Vegas, San Francisco, Kentucky, Dallas. You know, whether it's a five-star resort or just a stay at the Radisson somewhere in Kentucky or something, or
right.
Can be really rewarding depending on the program you're with.
And the involvement that you have with Dream Trips, you have helped people actually book those similar kinds of trips or what suits them, what's right for them.
Yes. This year we're booking over 11,000 different vacations, packages
wow.
for people of all different varieties, so
right.
hunting, fishing, camping, if they will, but sporting events, cultural events, five-star resorts, cruises, volunteerism trips. Volunteerism trip is one of the next ones on my bucket list.
Yeah. And can you explain what that is? Is that a phrase unique to Dream Trips?
I don't know for sure. It's like a work and witness trip, but it's a more of a secular setting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The whole purpose is not to go down there and witness, although that takes place. When I was many years ago, I went to a work and witness to Santiago, Chile, where the whole purposes were to enrich the local believer there, the church, to educate them, to bring materials, and to work beside them. These are more of a hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
I can witness with my mouth, but I can witness with my hands. If I don't witness with my hands and do the work, I'm not. If my witness isn't complete. People don't care how much you know or what you know until they know how much you care,
mm-hmm.
and that's true in this setting where you're willing to step alongside somebody and dig in deep and build something, put something together. And get dirty.
I like the idea of just the combination of the name, voluntourism. So it's yeah. volunteering and touring. And I've seen some of the trips where, you might go to the beach and go to the pool and have a zip line ride or a horse ride or something. But then also you have a project that you're working on mm-hmm. with this trip. It's, help build an orphanage or build, a school or part of a clinic or you're serving in that setting. And I like that combination.
The first trip I took with this company was a trip down to Cancun. It was a 5-day, 4-night trip, just like that. It was, you know, 5-star all-inclusive resort, everything you would think of when you hear that. But one of the excursions offered was a full day of volunteerism in the local community.
Okay,
and what we did is we helped refurbish a local school for the coming school year.
Yeah.
And there was a whole team of us, so we got to pick and choose that. But we have whole weeks or, you know, week to 10 day that are just volunteerism. So the whole time you may be staying someplace really nice and maybe have a day or so to do other things, but most of it is work, you know, and getting to know people and being enriched that way.
The reason that it comes to mind when I talk to you about this is because my kids are planning to go with me on a trip on I've got a big birthday coming up. And my son says, yeah, let's go, surfing in Costa Rica. Remember, Penny, I asked you about that trip. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that'd be fun. And, you know, but I'm very purpose-centered. I mean, I don't want to go just to pamper myself or just to have fun. But being with my kids for a special occasion like that would be cool. But then when I started hearing more about the volunteerism or whatever combination that might be, I thought, man, if we could do something like that, go to Costa Rica, go to the beach, go surfing and whatever else, but then also make a difference in a local community. I really like that kind of combination. But see, that comes from my mindset because I am a ministry person. I'm very purposeful, very targeted. I've been a pastor almost all my life. My adult life anyway. And so that's the way I see things. I mean, I look through those lenses. And so I'm going to propose an alternative to my kids and let's go someplace and have fun, but let's make a difference. I mean, they'll be into that. They will really like that. And so we want to say early on here that a person can find out more about Dream Trips. And we haven't quite got this connection settled yet, but our other guest in studio is Penny Ault with goodluckpennytravel.com. Just add a .com to Good Luck Penny Travel because some of these things can be booked directly on your website.
Correct.
And information and contact and all of that. So let's go ahead and introduce you, Penny. Tell us about your travel experience and what makes you special. Something about 8 girls. What's that?
Yeah.
I know about it. I'm just kind of letting the audience imagine a little bit about what that could possibly
be. Well, I grew up in the South, and I'm one of seventh out of 9 children, stepsisters and brothers. And we were so poor, we couldn't travel. So when I left and I went to college, I got married, I decided I wanted kids. Turned out that that wasn't going to be possible. Mm. So I started doing mission trips. And while I was on a mission trip, fell in love with this little girl in an orphanage.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to make her mine.
Had to take her home, huh?
I had to take her home. So I did. Right. And I really thought that that was going to be the end of it. And then I did another mission trip and fell in love with another little girl.
Oh.
And it just kept snowballing from there. So I ended up with 4 foreign-born children. And then I became a foster parent and ended up adopting 4 of those.
Okay.
So now I have 8 daughters.
8 daughters. How many still at home?
None.
Oh,
luckily.
None at home. Okay.
Luckily, they're all grown and gone and flown the nest.
Before we started the show, and we've talked a few times over the last number of weeks, and it's about this empty nest thing, but I have a feeling that these little birds keep flying back into your life, and they are all around, and they're through high school and college, and some of them are just living life, and God bless you for the home that you have provided for them, because it wasn't a natural birth. I mean, they're not your natural children, but you have intersected in their life and made a big difference.
Mm-hmm. And they like to travel, too. I've got 2 of them in the Peace Corps, one of them who is a missionary, one of them who's in the Coast Guard. So they're traveling.
Now, the 4 were foreign-born, or all of them?
4 of them are foreign-born,
okay.
And 4 of them are from foster care out of Oregon.
Okay. What a combination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't planned. It just happened.
what is the most girls that you had at home at the same time?
Oh, all 10 of them, or all 8 of them.
All yeah. 8 of them. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Plus my husband and I made 10, so we had a large dinner table.
Yeah. Oh, man. And a large grocery budget.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the reason that that's important is because, Penny, you travel, and you there's purpose and meaning in your travel, even if it turns out to be a little different than what you had expected. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a little concerned. I don't want to go on a mission trip now because I might come home with a kid. Is that how that works?
Not exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a heart for children,
right.
And I really wanted the unwanted children, the children that didn't have family, didn't have parents. They
Good
were growing
you.
Up in orphanages.
Right.
And I just wanted to make a difference in one little girl's life, and it turned out to be more.
Yeah, and that has drawn you into the travel business. So
Correct.
Tell us about Good Luck Penny Travel.
Well, after my girls were in high school, or my youngest ones were in high school, I decided it was time for my time to travel, because once I had all these kids, I couldn't travel so much. So I, too, have a cheap little condo that we would go to once a year, and that was our travel down to the beach. So I answered an advertisement to work at an agency. I got some training. I got the desire and the encouragement to go out on my own, and I've been doing travel now for other people for 8 years, and I love it. I love making their dreams come true. I love, I had one lady who, single mom of two little girls, never been out of Oregon, wanted to go to Disneyland so bad, had no idea how to do it, so I did everything for her, including the backpack for the kids to keep them interested on the plane and all that stuff. And I got the cutest little cartoon colorings from them when they came back thanking me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you are an experienced traveler
yes.
as you go around the world, and you found these girls that you had to bring home.
Mm-hmm.
And you're experienced in as a travel professional. I want to tell the people about your car. It's out in the parking lot, and we had a little conversation. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you have an elderly parent that is becoming isolated, not eating well, feeling depressed or fearful of losing independence? Do you know your options? Need peace of mind or know what is best for yourself or others during their golden years of life? At no cost to you or your family, Golden Placement Services can give you hope in the midst of great change. Even if it means staying at home is the right option. Call the Golden Girls at 503-723-7145 today. That's 503-723-7145 and schedule your non-obligation appointment today.
Helping to plan a funeral for someone you love is a painful process. It's one of the most emotional things you'll ever have to do. But imagine how much grief would be spared if people planned for themselves. Though it may sound difficult or uncomfortable to even think about, the experts at Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries can help with a free personal planning guide that takes you step by step through the process. And of course, Dignity Memorial will even help you complete your plan with the expert assistance of trained and caring advisors. There are a lot of very good reasons to plan ahead. Make sure your final wishes are respected, sparing your loved ones the added grief of planning for you and having to pay for it. If you choose to fund your plan early, you can even lock in current pricing, avoiding increases due to inflation, and take advantage of budget-friendly payments. There is a free informational seminar that includes a complimentary meal at a restaurant in your area very soon. Find out more and ask any questions you may have by calling Katie at 503-807-5715. It costs nothing to learn how you can protect your loved ones by planning ahead. Give Katie at Dignity Memorial a call today at 503-807-5715.
Life changes have happened, and it's time to sell your house. That can be a difficult process when you've lived there for decades, especially under tragic circumstances like losing a spouse. 24/7 Properties takes the time to go over the details of your unique situation and understand your needs. We do what we can to maximize the value of your home. Learn online at 247prop.com.
I'm Jeff Edmondson, founder of 24/7 Properties. Call me today and let's have a conversation about selling your house. No obligation, no cost. Let's find out what's right for you. Call me, 503-780-3030. 503-780-3030.
We are back, and we are talking with Kevin and Penny, and we're talking about travel. And we're talking about travel with a purpose. That is our topic for today. I want to give a big shout out and a thank you to those sponsors that you just heard those radio spots for. And I want to add to the list, we have Hearthstone Senior Living. We have Transformational Finance with Stuart Funke. We have Dan the Mortgage Man, who represents First Priority Financial. And we have, as a new sponsor right in the studio here, Good Luck Penny Travel. And we have Portland City Acupuncture with Mariko. And the Next Phase Coaching, Eric Howard and Dr. Dan Miller, Beaverton Chiropractic. So I mentioned before the break, I mentioned about your car, mm-hmm. because it's obviously an attention getter, and I have a very specific reason for wanting to talk about that. So this, you call it a wrap. It's a car that has this, it's like a billboard on wheels.
Correct.
And what caught my attention was that on TV these days, you know, we see a lot of commercials for beaches and sandals.
Mm-hmm.
I was of the impression that these were kind of competitors. You know, they showed these beautiful scenes, and you're thinking, oh, gosh, I'd like to go on that. And then there's, you know, the other one comes on, beaches and sandals. But what I didn't realize, Penny, is that you can book trips for people with beaches and sandals. That's one of your providers, would you call it?
A vendor. I call them a vendor.
A vendor,
yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
And sandals is for the adults, and beaches is for the families.
Beaches is for the whole family. Okay, mm-hmm. so, mm-hmm. okay, good. Good. And so when we talk about Good Luck Penny Travel, you just add a .com to that and you can, do you have beaches and sandals stuff on your website or a link to theirs?
I do, yes. Or they can just call me. Beaches and sandals, like a lot of my vendors, all have different specials going on at different times.
Okay.
And different discounts for military, first responders, that sort of thing.
Okay, good. I'm glad you mentioned that because you did at the break, and I think we want our people to know that. Active military, vets, or...
Mostly active, occasionally retired.
Okay, all right. And first responders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, excellent. Because those people need to get out of Dodge. They
Definitely.
Need to get a break. They need to get away, get refreshed so they can come back in.
And love their job again.
Yeah, exactly. right, very good. So let's talk, and I want to keep coming back to the service that you provide,
mm-hmm.
but here's the deal. It's travel with a purpose. It's kind of what I call the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So you can travel and you can have purpose, and they can come together in the way that you construct a trip. And some of the things that you have talked about are very, to me, very inspirational. And Kevin, you said the same thing about things that you know have been done and you yourself have been involved with. Things that it's not just kind of, how do I want to say, just escaping and getting away from it all and come back and hope your life has changed. Because when you get back, you know, the dishes are still going to be in
right.
the sink and the garage is still going to be a mess and doesn't change all of that.
Correct.
So we have a question here that I want to talk some about. And it's like, what are some reasons that Christian boomers travel? And I say it that way because most of the people that listen to this show are Christian boomers. And beyonders, okay? So, but there is some very legitimate purpose and reason for them to travel. So let's talk about that.
Well, I would back up a little bit and say there's always purpose in travel, even if it's not just relaxing and get away. That is so important mm-hmm. in our lives. That relieves all the stress, or at least a good portion of it, and relieving stress is healthier.
Mm-hmm.
We get people out of their cubicles, out of their lives,
right.
into something else, disengage, forget about life, forget about the dishes, forget about the lawn, whatever it is that's stressing you out at the moment.
Right.
Get away from it. You've heard that people, they've got a problem solved, they walk away, they come back, and the problem's solved. They've got a new solution in their
yeah,
head.
A okay. new mindset.
A
yeah,
new mindset.
Approach to
they've,
it, yeah.
they come out refreshed,
right.
healthier, happier, and more productive.
Right.
Because we've disengaged our mind a little bit and gotten
right.
the rest we need.
Right.
De-stressed. Okay. And so, yeah, always with a purpose, especially relaxing and getting away. But there can always be a purpose, you know, even in ministry, in helping others while on vacation. You know, is that what we're talking about too more?
That too, yeah. And I want to talk about the whole process of nurturing or building or strengthening relationships. So I'm fully expecting it when my kids go with me on this trip, whether it's surfing in Costa Rica or wherever it might be, that that is going to be a builder. It's going to be, because I don't see them very often. My son is in the Middle East most of the time, and my daughter has been in the Midwest, and those are not in the same country. Middle East, yeah, he's been in Iraq and Afghanistan and Jordan and Lebanon and done important work there. But building of relationships, taking photos, building memories, because we'll look back for years to come and say, gosh, that was great. Wasn't that fun?
It takes on a new life when you're building your bucket list and saying where you want to go.
Right.
And what you want to do. And then seeing those things fulfilled in your life and the lives of those you care about. Mm-hmm. We put together those things, and what our program does is finds out what people love to do and then puts trips around that.
I like that. And I want to hear more about that. And, you know, we are almost out of time for this first segment. And so we want to invite our listeners to go to the podcast, go to our website, secondhalfnow.com, where you can see all of our shows. We're getting close to having 100 shows on the archive now. We've been doing this. Yeah, I know. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I don't know if you and I were talking when I first started a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
We go almost back that far. We have coming in, we have a couple of mayors who are going to talk about boomers getting involved in the community. And what if a church or a couple just went to the mayor's office or to the city office and said, we'd like to help out. What can we do? So we're going to talk about that. We also have a gentleman by the name of Dale Size, a pastor. He's going to talk about the stewardship of leisure time. And maybe that kind of fits in with travel.
Nice.
And we're going to have a person who is a Medicare specialist, and she's going to help us understand if you are already enrolled in Medicare or if you're heading that direction, you're going to want to make sure you get that program. So there is lots coming up, and today we are talking with Kevin and Penny, and the topic is the best of both worlds, travel with a purpose. Okay, so I have a tendency to emphasize the purpose, and you folks can help us emphasize travel. So we want to encourage our listeners to tune in every Monday at 5:30. It's a half-hour show, and the second part is always on our website on a podcast. So you want to tune in KKPZ 1330 in the Portland market, and then, of course, our webcasts or our podcasts are available. We say around the clock and around the world, 24/7. So if you have questions about today's topic, if you want to get in touch with Kevin or Penny, if you want to learn more about sandals or beaches or travel or volunteerism, any of that, we'll have that information through our website. And you can go to goodluckpennytravel.com. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for listening today, folks. Second F Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. I'm Dan Critchett, your host. Let's continue our conversation with Kevin and Penny on part two on our website, secondhalfnow.com. See you there.
Thanks for listening to Second Half Now with Dr. Dan Critchett on KKPZ 1330 The Truth, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. To hear the rest of this program, find out more about the topics discussed today, or ask questions, visit secondhalfnow.com. That's secondhalfnow.com. Tune in next Monday at 5:30 p.m. for more tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. Until then, visit secondhalfnow.com. Welcome to Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. Tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. With Dr. Dan Critchett, Second Half Now, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. It's time for Second Half Now. The doctor is in. Now, here is your host, Dr. Dan Critchett.
And welcome. The announcer did, in fact, say is part two of the show, and the topic that we're dealing with today is the best of both worlds, travel with a purpose. I'm your host, Dr. Dan Critchett, and this portion is coming to you only on a podcast. We do not broadcast this on the radio, but part one was there. So you can get the whole thing by going to our website, secondhalfnow.com. I'm in studio today with Kevin Ryan and Penny Ault, A-U-L-T, and we're talking about travel with a purpose. And gosh, the conversation has gone, the first half just went really fast.
It did.
But yeah, and a lot of great stuff. And there's more to come, things that we absolutely need to get to. So I was telling you folks about my kids who are going to go with me on a trip for my big birthday. And my son was suggesting that we go surfing in Costa Rica. And then I'm thinking, well, let's hook that up with some kind of a service project or a mission project, or I want to do something, you know, beneficial. And because I'm all about purpose and helping and giving and creating relationships and all that. So that's going to be a great and memorable time. But let's follow that along with, now, Penny, you have talked about that someone, a group of people at a church or wherever, could create their own short-term mission trip. You don't have to go with a mission agency or something. You can kind of do your own. Pastor, I mean, I have missionary and pastor friends around the world, and so I could create a trip and bring a few people from my church, and we can do a special project there, but you could help us create that. So tell us a little bit about how that works.
That's correct. You just basically tell me where you want to go, what part of the country you want to stay in, and I make it happen.
Okay.
It's just really simple. I've got a church group going right now to Dominican Republic next month, and they've booked 15 rooms. And while they're there, they're gonna spread some gospel and have fun at the same time. They're taking their children and their spouses with them.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a unique thing. I think I'd like to encourage more and more people to think about that and do that, because you don't have to go to one of the websites, you know, Travelocity or Kayak or something, and kind of build your own trip and hope it works out well. But you can actually use a travel professional like you at goodluckpennytravel.com. And you would help them put that trip together.
Correct.
Because you know the accommodations, you know the ground transportation, you know the hotels and all that stuff.
And all of my vendors are licensed and bonded, so there's no problems.
Right.
And if for some reason there is a problem, you call me and I fix it.
Right. That's a good assurance. Yeah. So you have also talked about this one-way trip. And tell me about that so our listeners can hear and understand what you do with that case.
I've, in the last couple of years, I've had several people call me saying that they wanted to return back to the country of their birth for their final days.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I thought, I don't want to do this. This is kind of sad and morbid. And then after I'd done it a couple of times and had the spouses return and tell me how gratifying that was for their loved one or whoever to be where they wanted to be when they passed, I decided that it wasn't so sad or morbid after all. I'm giving them their final wish, and I like doing that.
That, to me, is rather amazing. I hadn't thought of something like that, but, you know, we have a mutual friend who was from Ireland, and he didn't want to go back there for his final days. He just wanted to pay one last visit. I mean, he's in 80s and not real healthy right now, and so, but that kind of conjured that up. I mean, thinking about that would be very meaningful for a person to go back, as you say, the country of your birth or the city of your birth and spend your final days there. What a total circle, a full circle for your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I very much enjoy making people happy. And if this is what makes them happy, then I like doing it.
Yeah, I like that. So let's talk a little bit about what you can do for, like over the years, I've sponsored, you know, World Vision, a child, you know, you pay monthly and they're all taken care of, and or my missionary friends or my other pastor friends around the world. So if I wanted to go visit them and wanted to take my family or take a few people, we could go do that. And that's sort of a customized mission trip. And maybe it's kind of like what we were just talking about. But I just wonder, maybe this little different angle, if somebody is supporting a child, you know, in Haiti or in Peru or in Taiwan or whatever else, that they could actually travel. Doesn't have to be a big group.
Correct.
They could contact you and they could travel to that, spend a day or two, a couple days, and then do some other things and then come back. They have made that personal in-person connection with the person that they have been supporting, whether it's a missionary or a child or whatever.
Correct. I can do just about anything.
Yeah.
I haven't really run into something I can't do yet.
Is that right?
Yeah. Not a challenge, but yeah, I can do just about anything.
Yeah. Wow.
Persistence pays off.
And professionalism and experience. I mean, mm-hmm. you've been there, done that. I mean, with eight mm-hmm. girls that you have fetched from far and wide. four of them, half of them were from other countries. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want to get back into this topic of volunteerism. And Kevin, I know that we've talked about dream trips and other kinds of things where you can customize a plan or a trip. And some of these are kind of prepackaged.
Yes. A lot of our volunteerisms are prepackaged, which offers great convenience for people who don't want to have to go through all the work of putting something together.
Right.
They know that something's structured, it's safe, it's going to make a difference. You're going to have a great experience on one hand and help people on the other.
Right.
But we can put together any trip that somebody wants to do, you know, groups of people, large groups of people or small groups of people that they have something really specialized as well. There's a lot of medical professionals that would like to do something like those Doctors Without Borders and mm-hmm. things like that maybe can be put together, but that offers certain dynamics, you know, that get involved and it can be very intricate. And we have full service that just goes wherever we want to go, wherever there's a need,
yeah.
locally and internationally. So.
And you've also talked about making making a mission trip out of something that you where you wanted to go anyway. As an example,
indeed. Yeah.
A friend of mine is on business right now. It's not a pleasure trip, but he's in Paris on business. But what if a couple wanted to go to Paris and then wanted to think, well, honey, let's be open to how God wants to kind of create opportunities if we're, you know, in sightseeing around the city or on the tour bus or in a restaurant or standing in line someplace. I mean, can you speak to that a little bit? I mean, it's just a matter of being creative and wanting to, you know, intersect with somebody's life that you will have never seen before and may never see again.
Yes. It's very exciting and rewarding that when you open yourself up to those possibilities start popping up around you.
Yeah.
Whether it's on a structured mission trip or work and witness or volunteerism, or it's on a 5-star all-inclusive on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are hurting, depressed, whatever. They just need a smile, a friend, a kind word that you will meet wherever you go. Mm. Because it's out there.
Yeah,
I've done that so many times on the trips that I've taken. It's just like, hey, they didn't have to be people that I was traveling with. They're just people I met there.
Right.
We're just sitting on the beach or in the pool or we're having dinner together, yeah. whether it's on a cruise and you're sitting around a big round table
right.
having dinner. You meet other couples, you meet other people, and some of them really need what you have.
Right.
You just got to be willing to give.
Yeah, it kind of puts me in the mode of some people travel to escape, and because they do have issues, they do have problems, and they're just kind of getting a little space away. And that's you're exactly right. If a person with a clear heart and a cheerful smile, you can strike up a conversation, and who knows, you know, halfway around the world, you could make a difference in somebody's life. And I know you probably exchange emails too, right, Kevin?
So I do.
Yeah.
I have to.
Keep in touch with
them. Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. The people I've met on my trip, I'm still friends with
yeah.
a lot of them. Some of them are just coming in and out of your life, and you never know if you made a difference.
Right.
If you try to make a difference, you just open to the possibility you can.
Right.
But you may not never know it. And sometimes you do, and sometimes you don't.
Yeah. I think if you begin your prayer or your trip and maybe even every day of your trip saying, God, use me. I'm available. God is a lot more interested in our availability than he is in our ability. And so I'm thinking about, you know, with situations where, and sometimes you can tell when people are just, mm-hmm. they're having a tough time, even though they're on a beach or at a pool or something, they're just not, you know, they don't have that peace, you know, and that joy.
Yeah.
And that's something, I'm thinking of a scripture passage that says, be ready in season and out of season to give a reason for the hope that is within you.
Indeed.
And so I believe that that people that are connected to God by faith, reconciled to God, who have a sense of purpose in their life, who are manifesting some other fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, and the rest, we can, have an influence and make a difference. And some people might even say, well, how come you seem to have it all together, or you seem to be happy, or don't you have any issues, you know, pounding on your door? Then that opens up the opportunities.
I met a lady exactly like that 3 years ago on a cruise, and she was devastated from a divorce.
Yeah.
And I had shared with her a little bit, and we exchanged phone numbers. 3 years later, she met us on the cruise again.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And so, and her life had been drastically changed during those 3 years.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to see how she had changed.
And I know a lot of people that will take a trip like that after there's been a significant death in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So if a spouse dies or a parent dies or something, they do want to get out of town. Mm-hmm. They want to get a fresh start. And so you might see those on your trip, but that's exactly what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you travel, it enriches your life. It's one of the things you can buy that makes your life richer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see things that you never thought you'd see. You learn things about other cultures and countries that you never thought about.
Definitely, that's the biggest reason I travel.
Just expand your consciousness, if you will, and you can look at that with things you've learned from God, or you with godly eyes, and say, okay, how can it help me understand why this culture is different, why they have this mindset, why this, that, and everything else. For me, it has been so enriching and opening my mind to things I never thought about before.
Yeah.
You know, the way people think, the cultures and and whatnot. I want to see things all over the world. I want to meet people from everywhere. I don't want to do that alone, okay? And on my trips, I have met people of all ages, from, you know, the early 20s to the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And it's just been fun, where we're all just having fun together. We're just travelers, you know, and the lines start disappearing when you're working and playing together and experiencing new things.
And I think it gives you a different perspective on this world, because your world gets bigger when you get out of town and when you go to a different culture. And now, I haven't done a lot of the more recreational kind of travel that you guys are talking about, but when I am teaching pastors, which I've done, had the privilege of doing in a number of different countries, my world gets bigger, because I say, here, the kingdom of God is bigger than my church or my denomination or my region, my geographical region. And it kind of opens up the work, the understanding of what God is doing in a redemptive way throughout the world. And the fact that he can use me and he can use you and he can use our listeners in order to do that, that's amazing. And that's one of the reasons I think that the travel would be a good way to experience that and to expand your world.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
And so if you could book a trip to the moon, maybe that'd be... No, okay. Let's not...
That would be quite expensive.
I'd go.
It would take a long time.
I know,
time.
Kevin, you would. Yeah.
I'm not sure how many people you'd see there.
Doesn't matter. I'd go.
So some of the things, when I see a TV commercial for beaches and sandals, and I have more understanding about them now, thank you, Penny, they say all-inclusive, everything included, and 60% off, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Can give us a little bit of information about how that works, or what a person could actually realistically anticipate booking a trip like that?
Okay. Well, basically, it is all-inclusive. What that means is, from the time you step off the airplane, you are picked up in private transfer, taken to the resort. All of your food, all of your beverages, all of your entertainment, non-motorized water sports, all of that's included. You can leave your wallet at home, basically. I don't recommend that you do that, because you might need some money somewhere.
Right.
But you can leave it in your room anyway.
Yeah.
And then they take you back in a private transfer back to the airport. So basically, once you book your land trip, the only other thing you have to pay for is your air. And from the Pacific Northwest, it's, you know, the Beaches and Sandals is only in the Caribbean. So it's not that easy to get to the east, but, you
know. Okay, I didn't know that.
But I work.
It's only to the Caribbean.
It's only in the Caribbean, yes. They have 17 properties all
over the
Caribbean.
I have a very important professional question for you.
Yes.
And you already maybe answered it. Is it Caribbean or is it Caribbean?
It's whichever you want to say.
Oh, okay.
I say Caribbean.
Okay. Kevin
says it depends
Caribbean.
On whether you're eating tomatoes or tomatoes.
That's
yeah.
right.
Or potatoes
and
or potatoes.
The owner of Beaches, though, says the Caribbean.
Ah, okay.
So however you want to say it.
I'll get you there. Okay, yeah, and you will. And it's all over your car.
Yes.
It's a billboard with wheels, sandals, and beaches.
Some of my children won't ride in the car with me because it's embarrassing. My sister asks me to park next door when I come to visit.
Oh, is that right?
My husband says I don't have to lock my car because nobody would steal it.
That's funny. I'm going to ask you questions right after the break, and that is, how long are these trips usually? And give us a ballpark cost, you know, maybe a range or something. So we'll be right back with those answers. Don't go away.
Do you have an elderly parent that is becoming isolated, not eating well, feeling depressed or fearful of losing independence? Do you know your options? Need peace of mind or know what is best for yourself or others during their golden years of life? At no cost to you or your family, Golden Placement Services can give you hope in the midst of great change. Even if it means staying at home is the right option. Call the Golden Girls at 503-723-7145 today. That's 503-723-7145 and schedule your non-obligation appointment today.
Helping to plan a funeral for someone you love is a painful process. It's one of the most emotional things you'll ever have to do. But imagine how much grief would be spared if people plan for themselves. Though it may sound difficult or uncomfortable to even think about, the experts at Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries can help with a free personal planning guide that takes you step by step through the process. And of course, Dignity Memorial will even help you complete your plans with the expert assistance of trained and caring advisors. There are a lot of very good reasons to plan ahead. Make sure your final wishes are respected, sparing your loved ones the added grief of planning for you and having to pay for it. If you choose to fund your plan early, you can even lock in current pricing, avoiding increases due to inflation, and take advantage of budget-friendly payments. There is a free informational seminar that includes a complimentary meal at a restaurant in your area very soon. Find out more and ask any questions you may have by calling Katie at 503-807-5715. It costs nothing to learn how you can protect your loved ones by planning ahead. Give Katie at Dignity Memorial a call today at 503-807-5715.
Property values are on the rise, higher than they've been in years. It's time to take the equity in your home and do something different. 24/7 Properties will provide you with custom personal care to get the maximum value out of your home. Jeff Edmondson of 24/7 Properties is a licensed general contractor as well as a real estate agent, giving you the expertise on how to effectively get your home ready to sell at the highest price. Visit Jeff online at 247prop.com.
I'm Jeff Edmondson, founder of 24/7 Properties. Call me today and let's have a conversation about selling your house. No obligation, no cost. Let's find out what's right for you. Call me, 503-780-3030, 780-3030.
We are back. I'm in studio here with Kevin and Penny, and we're talking about travel and specifically about the best of both worlds, travel with a purpose. And I want to make sure that I give a big thank you to others of our partners who work with us and help make these and all these shows and all that we do with Second Half Now possible. We have Northwest Web Creation Company, Eastside Printing, Warner Pacific College, Multnomah University, KKPZ, the radio station, also Christian Chamber of Commerce Northwest, and serving our neighbors. So before we went to break, I was asking you, Penny, about Beaches and Sandals, because that's, you know, very prominent. I mean, anybody who watches TV, you know, they're going to get those, right? Because they do some pretty aggressive advertising.
Yes, they do.
So the question I wanted to have you deal with is, what is the typical length of, in terms of days or nights of that trip, and what would be a range of cost, you know, with the discounts and everything else? What would a person think about spending in terms of time and money?
Well, Jamaica is usually the least expensive of the properties because you can fly straight into the Montego Bay Airport, which cuts down on the cost.
Sure.
So for 7 days, which is typical for most people to travel, it's about $3,300 per couple.
Okay.
If you want to go to the more exotic places like Grand Exuma or St. Lucia, there's an extra airplane ride in there, so that brings the cost up usually around $4,500 per couple.
And that's per couple?
That's per couple.
And that's all-inclusive?
All-inclusive.
And you add airfare to that?
Yes, from your gateway city, Portland, Oregon, or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of times because you're traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast, there's an overnight stay in Miami to catch the next plane the next morning to Jamaica.
Okay. How long is the flight from Miami to Jamaica?
It's roughly 5 hours, four to 5 hours.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Did we talk about family reunions?
I don't think so.
Okay. So some people, you know, they find some sort of, what do I want to say, equidistant or kind of, you know, everybody travels about the same amount to get to Colorado or Kansas or whatever else. But what about... What about traveling? What about a trip for a family reunion and have 10 or 15 or 20 people all go to the same place?
I've done that. I had last year 73 people coming from 12 or 13 different destinations all to Oregon to Sun River for a family reunion. Some of them were Canadian and some of them were in Mexico. So it was a little challenging getting it all together, but I managed to do it.
73 and, people.
Yeah, 73 people from about 13 different locations.
Yeah.
And I've done it other ways too, down to Cancun. I've had people from various different cities in the United States maybe meet at the Denver hub and then fly from Denver to Cancun together.
Okay.
So that
okay.
they had oh, a wow. little bit of time on the airplane together. Yeah. So that was
party starts
cool.
on the airplane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's fun,
okay.
and I can do that domestically or internationally.
Okay. So our listeners can be thinking about that and thinking, hey, let's have a family reunion in 2017 or 18 or whenever, if they have
or
some
weddings
kind of a...
or graduations or unfortunately funerals,
sure.
you know, that happens.
Right, right.
Just recently had a guy who, he and his family were talking about going to, to Disney World in Orlando and visit his grandmother while they were there. Well, she happened to pass away.
Oh.
And I sent them anyway to the funeral. And since they were already paying that much money for their fare, I sent them to Orlando too. And he says, my grandmother would have liked that.
Yeah. Well, you are multi-purpose and very creative. And you have a special certification that I want to make sure that our listeners hear about.
Yes, I am certified in ADA travel and special needs travel, which means basically if you've got a seeing eye dog, I help provide mulch on a cruise ship for the dog or transportation for the dog or quarantine. I know the quarantine laws. I can do wheelchair travel, make sure that the cruise ship has the right accommodations to accommodate a wheelchair. I even have wheelchair rentals. So they have inflatable wheels so you can go out into the water.
Really?
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It's very satisfying to have people do things
I
that
bet.
They've never thought that they could do.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a sentence, you know. I mean, when you are going to spend the rest of your life, and I know some people who are there in a wheelchair, little would they know that they could actually go out on the water, on the beach, they could travel if they call you.
And I also do the hidden disabilities, too, like food allergies, diabetes, celiac. I can handle all that, too.
So that's with special menus or special notification to the host hotel or a cruise ship or whatever else.
I set that all up ahead of time.
Okay. And that must be on your questionnaire when someone's going to travel with you, they find those things out. Okay. So one last thing before we finish, and that is something that's really dear to my heart, and that is, let's suppose that a pastor and his wife wants to be with his people, with some of his people in his church. They want to go someplace, and he wants to share with them and teach them maybe about marriage enrichment or a Bible study or parenting or something, and he can actually, rather than just Sunday morning sermons and mm-hmm. Bible classes, they can be together, and maybe the mm-hmm. maybe the members themselves would initiate that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a group from a church, mm-hmm. or it doesn't have to be limited to that, but where the pastor can actually go without cost because he's doing all the teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that vision, and I like to be able to do that. I hosted a trip to Israel a number of years ago, and I went free
mm-hmm.
Because we had one free for every so many.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about what you have done or what you can do with those kinds of special trips.
I've done that several times, and it's not just pastors. One time it was an artist. I sent her on a cruise ship, and she took, I don't even know, about 15 cabins, and she got to go for free because she was the leader of the group.
Yeah.
But I've got a pastor and his wife right now going to Dominican Republic, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're just going to have some fun, have some marriage enrichment. They're taking their kids, their families. It's going to be a good time. I've also done the trips to Israel, where it's a little bit more biblically based.
Right.
You travel in the footsteps of Paul, and then there's sermons after that. So you
have vendors that do that, right? So mm-hmm. they have the local tour guides.
Correct.
And all that stuff. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Or you can do it all on your own, too. Like my Dominican Republic people, there is no tour guide there.
Okay.
The pastor is basically going to hold church services.
Okay.
And that's basically it.
And what I have in my mind is I hear, if you listen to Christian radio, you'll have some of the well-known speakers or preachers or teachers, and they, you know, probably take the whole cruise ship,
mm-hmm.
right? You
mm-hmm.
know, so you got 900 people going to listen to Dr. So-and-so or Pastor mm-hmm. so-and-so. Well, mm-hmm. you don't have to have 900 people. You
Correct.
Got 9 people.
Correct.
And have that same sort of a thing with people in your church or in your group.
Right. And I can find a meeting space for you,
okay.
too, whether it's on a cruise ship or in a hotel.
Perfect. Perfect.
Or on a beach.
Yeah. Okay.
Excellent.
Kevin, you wanted to add something.
Well, just for those travelers out there that have been bitten by that travel bug and are contagious, and they have just an excitement to go out and see the world, we have such a program that could book you on trip after trip after trip and actually earn you travel, ways to get your travel paid for. It's just a matter of the travel lifestyle. So if you're interested in finding out more about that, give us a call, visit our website. We'll be happy to answer any questions you have and get us all traveling.
And everything is going to be available through goodluckpennytravel.com. Do you have a contact form in there so people can just say, send me more info? Or
I don't. They would have to call me probably.
Okay. And your phone number is on the website.
Yes.
Good Luck Penny Travel. Because your name is Penny.
Yes.
Good Luck Penny Travel.
And my brothers used to always call me Bad Luck Penny.
Oh, no.
So I turned it around.
You did. Yeah. So there, brothers.
That's
yeah.
right.
Well, that is our show for today. Thank you both for coming in today, Kevin and Penny. We talked about dream trips, and we talked about all kinds of creative things that Penny can do. She's the primary travel specialist, and Kevin is bringing along an association with other travel packages and stuff, and we've talked about dream trips, and so it's a good combination. And starting right now, Good Luck Penny Travel is now a sponsor and a partner with Second Half Now for our Boomer and Beyonder friends. All right, that's it. So you want to go to secondhalfnow.com. You can hear this show around the clock and around the world, and any of our shows. We're getting close to 100 now. That we have actually done.
Cool.
Working at it for 2 years. And almost 100 shows. That's pretty amazing.
Sounds like an amazing resource for people.
It is.
In the second half.
Absolutely. Thanks for that little plug. That's it, folks. I am your host, Dr. Dan Critchett. And I am saying goodbye. All of us are saying goodbye now. And until next time, my prayer is that God will give you a life that honors Him and blesses others. So let's meet again right here on our website, on the podcast, or live next Monday, 5:30 p.m. and Saturday at 8 o'clock a.m. on the radio, KKPZ 1330, The Truth.
Thanks for listening to Second Half Now with Dr. Dan Critchett on KKPZ 1330 The Truth, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. To hear the rest of this program, find out more about the topics discussed today, or ask questions, visit secondhalfnow.com. That's secondhalfnow.com. Tune in next Monday at 5:30 p.m. for more tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. Until then, visit secondhalfnow.com.